Here are the latest headlines for Manchester City. Pep Guardiola and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer condemned fans who made offensive Munich gestures and caused trouble during Wednesday's Carabao Cup semi-final. 3 weeks after City won the first leg 3-1 at Old Trafford, Nemanja Matic scored and was later sent off for a second bookable offence and a 1-0 second leg victory for United at the Etihad. City progressed to a third successive Carabao Cup final with a 3-2 aggregate win on a night when video footage emerged of some home fans making aeroplane gestures in reference to the Munich air disaster ahead of the 62nd anniversary on February the 6th. City are checking CCTV footage and blue seats appeared to be thrown after full time as tempers frayed. Asked about the incident, which came a day after United executive vice chairman Edward Wood's house was attacked, City boss Guardiola said, "I don't like it. I didn't know it. I don't like what happened with Ed Woodward at home because this is football. I'm pretty sure you see the squad for United. It's really good, honestly, it's really good. So that is not the way to do it." Moving on, and Ilkay Gundogan hailed Manchester City's Carabao Cup final hat-trick after beating United on aggregate to seal a third consecutive appearance in the showpiece game. He said it's another great possibility to win a trophy. Most people may think it's not the greatest competition of all, but I don't think like that. Great teams, great players, great personalities try to go for it all. And finally, Fernandinho could earn himself a further contract extension if he features in 80% of games for Manchester City next season. That's according to Etihad Insiders. It was announced on Tuesday that the 34-year-old had penned a new 12-month agreement, with his previous deal due to expire this summer. The Citizens had no hesitation in rewarding the Brazil midfielder, who's played at centre-back this season due to injuries in Pep Guardiola's squad. And club sources have revealed that the Samba star has every incentive to continue defying his age and remaining a pivotal figure at the Etihad. It's understood a clause has been retained in his new deal, which means the veteran will automatically see another 12 months triggered if he features in 80% of City's games next season.